JoJo in the Morning's Dirty on the 30.
All right, Megan in again this morning for Shannon, and what's going on?
So it turns out Lisa Marie Presley had debt at the time of her death, and actually lots of it. So we're talking like millions of dollars in debt. Here's the thing. When she died, her estate got tons of cash, about $35 million in life insurance policies. And she had a couple of these out, one for $25 million, another for $10 million. And some sources are even saying that there's another possible $10 million policy that may have expired or may be coming to her. We're not quite sure yet. Well, allegedly, Lisa Marie was about $4 million in debt at the time of her death, including $2.5 million that she owed to the IRS. The rumor is, and this is crazy, she spent about $100 million in her adult years. How?
Wow.
How do you even do that?
I don't know. That's a lot of Chick-fil-A.
Well, it's a lot of something. After her debts are paid, it's expected that the rest will be evenly divided between her living children. The twins are minors, though, so that money would go to the trust. And that's what her family is fighting over, is the validity of that trust that we talked about yesterday. It was a big day yesterday for the Jonas Brothers. Yes, the brothers received their star on the Walk of Fame. Oh, and by received, I mean bought. They bought their star on the Walk of Fame. It was a pretty big day for them. Lots of celebrities were there, obviously. Priyanka Chopra and all the wives, Sophie Turner. But another big thing we got was Nick Jonas and Priyanka introduced their one-year-old daughter, Malty, to the world. And she is so cute. Actually had a pretty rough start to her life. I don't know if you know this. She was on the NICU for about 100 days before she was able to come home, which is crazy. But the Jonas Brothers made a very big announcement, which I think was genius, because I don't think they cared about the star.
We are excited to announce today that our new album, The Album, will be coming out May 5th. And we can't wait to see you on tour later this year. Thank you all so much.
They bought a star to promote their new album and tour, and I kind of like it.
That's how it works now.
Does everybody have to pay, like, even a big celebrity?
Yes.
Or they don't.
Isn't it only like 30? Only. I'm sorry. I hate myself for saying that. But isn't it like $35,000, which is pocket change to these celebrities?
I'm shocked, though, that the Jonas Brothers didn't have a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame sooner than that, because you see some people, like, radio guys that have stars in the Hollywood Walk of Fame, and you're like, how are they, how does that person have it? But Jonas
Brothers, they have a committee that will also pitch it to people. We'd like to give you a star, and they so they can have a certain number of unveilings every year, but you still have to pay for it. So sometimes they pitch it to people like the Jonas Brothers, and they might be like, I'm not paying $35,000 till we need it to promote something.
Which is smart.
Yeah.
Which is totally smart.
I always thought you had to be nominated. Like, nah. I didn't know you had to pay for it.
Yeah.
Nah.
Da-da. It's kind of like Scott Sands trying to pitch me on getting a cigar locker at his cigar place
that
he goes to. What's that place called?
Same thing. Third Street Cigar.
He says to me, he goes, yeah, you should get one in here. I go, Scott, I don't go to like the cigar bar at all, but I also don't go to the cigar bar in Toledo.
Hey, it's in Waterville. It's out in the middle
Waterville?
Of nowhere, Toledo.
I just want to use Scott Sands' cigar locker.
I've got a key. I'll give you a key.
He probably has a million cigars in there.
He does. All right, no more Little Miss Sunshine. Time to make room for Little Mrs. Sunshine. Yes, Abigail Breslin got married this past weekend. Her new husband, Ira, is from the Ukraine. And it looks like he's like a crypto investor. So if you're wondering what he does.
Good luck.
Yeah, exactly. She posted a wedding photo with the caption, married my best friend, which is adorable. They first started dating back in 2017. He popped the question in February of last year. So they're married. Congrats. Also, big congratulations to Maroon 5 frontman Adam Levine, because he and his wife, Bahati, just welcomed another baby. Their family has grown to 5 with the birth of their third child. We have nothing else here. No names, no genders, no nothing. But we do know that they already have 2 daughters. Remember, this is the same child that he tried to name after the woman he was having an affair with back on, September?
Yeah. That's the best part.
And there's still no name?
No, because I wonder, because you know the whole world is going, did you name it after the affair? Did you name it after the affair? So I think they're going to keep that private for a little bit. And then a little bit of sad news. This is kind of heartbreaking. Legendary Cindy Williams, who played Shirley opposite Penny Marshall's Laverne on Laverne and Shirley, has died. She died in L.A. at the age of 75 after a brief illness. That's the only information we got. Either you know her from Laverne and Shirley or maybe American Graffiti or The Conversation, but she had a lot of iconic roles. Yeah. Check out all of today's Dirty by going to the Dirty page at mojointhemorning.com.
Let's go! Mojo in the Morning's Dirty on the 30. And another world-famous phone scam is next.